我们还是从启示录的二十一章里边去看主从前所留给教会的启示。
We'll still continue on with Revelation chapter 11 to look at the revelation which the Lord left for the church.
到了二十一章的时候，我们不能不多花一点时间转到二十一章的里边去。
And when we reach chapter 21, we must spend some more time to delve into chapter 21.
因为这一章的关系很大。
Because this chapter has a great relationship.
整本圣经最关键的是有几章圣经。
Now in the Bible, there are a few chapters that are very critical.
头一部分是启示录第一第二章。
Now the first part of those critical chapters is the beginning of Revelation chapter 1 and 2.
另外一个部分是启示录的，对不起，刚才我说启示录啊，创世纪的第一章和第二章。
Sorry, previously I meant to say that the first important chapters are Genesis chapters 1 and 2.
另外的部分是启示录21跟22这两章。
And the other important chapters are Revelation chapters 21 and 22.
一个是起头，一个是结局。
One is the beginning and one is the end.
起头是从神那里开始。
The beginning begins with God.
结束是接触到神那里去。
And the end also ends with God.
也可以说是接触到神那个计划的安排所要求的结局去。
We can also say it ends with the requirement of the arrangement of God's will.
那既然它彼此当中有这样的那个关系。
And so since these chapters have this kind of relationship.
我们就看见神在历史历代 里面他做工的目的和他的等候。
Then we're able to see in the generation of God's work throughout the generations His purpose and His waiting.
上次我们已经看到
Last time we already seen
白色大宝座的审判就完毕了那七个印的事实。
That the judgment of the great white throne has put to an end of the facts regarding the seven seals.
那七个印都揭开了以后
And so after the seven seals are all opened,
神的那一个永远的旨意就完全打开了。
Then the glorious will of God is completely opened.
神要成就的事情也就完全的显露了。
Then, therefore, all the things that God wants to accomplish are all revealed.
所以我们看到新天新地。
So we're able to see new heaven and new earth.
我们也看到新耶路撒冷。
And we're also able to see new Jerusalem.
我们不仅是看见外表这两件。大环境。
And not only do we see externally these two general environments,
我们也看到了这个大环境里边神的心意的成全。
But we also see within these two environments that the will of God is accomplished.
神的帐幕在人间。
Because God's tabernacle is in the midst of
man. 他要与人同住。
He wants to dwell with them.
那些人要做他的子民。
And those people shall be his people.
神要亲自和他们同在，做他们的神。
And God himself will be with them and be their God.
那我们上次就是看到这几节。
And last time we saw these two few verses.
我们特别指出。
Especially we pointed out.
我们过去很容易会有一个错觉。
In the past many times were easy to misunderstand.
我们以为这一段的话跟着所说的那几节的经文是单单指着新耶路撒冷。
We think that these verses that are spoken here are only speaking of the New Jerusalem.
但是我们细细的读进去的时候
，But as we read into detail,
你会很清楚的发觉
，Then clearly we'll discover
这一段话不是直接指着耶路撒冷说的。
The words in this passage is not only directly speaking of New Jerusalem.
这一段又是指着新天新地说的。
But these words are speaking of new heaven and new earth.
既然是指着新天新地来说的。
And if it's speaking of new heaven and new earth,
那它里面所包括的那个情形啊，就不是只是那一个时候。
Then the situation that's incorporated in this matter is not only what is manifested at that time.
是包括了旧天地的废去。和新天地来到的时候的光景。
It also includes the passing away of the old heaven and old earth and the coming of the new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹，你要留意一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention also.
神要与人同住的这一个心思，是神向着照着他形象的人。 所发表的心意。
The heart that God has to dwell with man, it is the heart he has in the people whom he has created according to his own image.
对我个人来说，起码我过去是不够完整的了解这一段的话。
Personally speaking, at least in the past, I have not as completely understood these words.
我是把新天新地和新耶路撒冷聊在一起。
That I put together new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem.
但是当然，如果从那个大环境来说，他们是在一起。
And of course, if you look at the great environment, they are together.
但是你细细留意的时候，你实在看见新天新地要比新耶路撒冷大。
But if you pay attention in detail, you realize that the new heaven and new earth, the boundary of that is much greater than New Jerusalem.
但是新耶路撒冷呢，又比新天新地荣耀和尊贵。
But then also you have to realize that New Jerusalem is so much more glorious and honorable than the new heaven and new earth.
But 原因在什么地方？
What's the reason for that?
原因就是在万民与教会的区别。
The reason being that it is the difference between the nation and the church.
上次我们已经提过了。
Last time we already made mention.
新耶路撒冷就是教会。
That the New Jerusalem is the church.
新耶路撒冷是在荣耀中的教会。
That the New Jerusalem is the church in glory.
是按照神的心意成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，毫无沾污等类皱纹等类的病的教会。
That is the church in God's will, who is holy without blemish, blameless, without wrinkles, diseases, without wrinkles, blemishes, or any such disease.
这个荣耀的教会就是新耶路撒冷。
And this glorious church is the New Jerusalem.
可以说是神自世代以来他做工的那个目的。
You can say this is the very purpose of God's work throughout the generations.
但是新天新地显然是比耶路撒冷新耶路撒冷大。
But apparently the scope of new heaven and new earth is broader than New Jerusalem.
因为新耶路撒冷显出来的时候，它是在新天新地的里边。
Because when New Jerusalem is manifested, it is in new heaven and new earth.
但弟兄们，你也知道一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you also realize,
新天新地虽然是比新耶路撒冷要大。
Though the scope of the new heaven and new earth is much broader than New Jerusalem.
但是新耶路撒冷却是新天新地能显出来的那一个原因。
But yet, the very fact that new heaven and new earth can be manifested is because of New Jerusalem.
那就是说，如果荣耀的教会没有显明出来的话，
In other words, that is, if the glorious church was not manifested,
新天新地是来不了的。
Then the new heaven and new earth cannot come.
还是要在旧天地里边存留。
It is still kept then in the old heaven and old earth.
但是等到新耶路撒冷就是教会完全的彰显神的旨意的时候，
But it is only when the new Jerusalem, that is the glorious church, completely manifests the will of God.
那个时候也就是新天新地显出来的时候，
Then it is at that time the new heaven and new earth is manifested.
那我们在这里我们先 注意。
Now let us first pay attention to that.
神的话在这里说神的帐幕在人间。
The word of God tells us that the tabernacle of God is with man.
神要在人中间支搭帐篷。
That God wants to set his tabernacle in the midst of men.
他就住在人的中间。
He wants to dwell with them.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们就要注意了。
Now brothers and sisters, we have to take note.
这里说的在新天新地里边的光景。
Here speaks of the condition in new heaven and new earth.
神要与人同住。
That God wants to dwell with man.
但是他必须要借着所支搭的帐篷。
But he must dwell in the tabernacle which he has built.
那这和以色列人在旷野的时候，神让他们建造会幕的那种光景是一个样。
Now this is the same situation when God wanted the Israelites to build the tabernacle when they were in the wilderness.
神非常乐意和他拣选的以色列同住。
But God is so willing to dwell with the chosen people of Israel.
但是以色列是不够条件与神一同住的。
But yet Israel is not qualified to dwell with God.
所以神就告诉摩西跟整个的以色列要为神建造一个会幕。
Therefore, God told Moses and the entire nation of Israel that they must build a tabernacle for God.
让神可以借着会幕住在他们的中间。
So that God is able to dwell in their midst through the tabernacle.
那我们都知道。
We also know.
会幕呢是基督的预表。
Now the tabernacle is a type of Christ.
整个建造会幕的事情都是说出借着基督神与人能调和在一起。
Now the entire process of building the tabernacle speaks of that through Christ, then man is able to be in harmony with God.
那这个事实摆在旷野的时候，我们容易明白。
And if we place that fact during the time of the wilderness, we can easily understand.
但是把这个事实放在新天新地，我们就觉得有点不太容易明白。
But then if we put the same situation in the new heaven and new earth condition, it is not easy for us to understand.
为什么到了新天新地，神还要支搭帐篷？
Why is it then in the period of the new heaven and new earth that God still needs a tabernacle?
神与人当中就应当已经没有间隔了。
It should be that between God and man there should be no obstacles.
为什么还要支搭帐篷？
Why is it that there needs to be a tabernacle?
从这一点上，
Now from that point,
我们留意到一件事。
Then we can take note of one thing.
新天新地里边的一般人，
that the general population in new heaven and new earth.
那就是说，能通过白色大宝座而进到新天新地的那一些人。
That is those very people who can go through the judgment of the great white throne into the new heaven and new earth.
他们的确是恢复到在伊甸园人没有堕落犯罪以前的光景。
Yes, they are restored to the condition when man was in the Garden of Eden before they fell.
但是在伊甸园亚当夏娃没有堕落以前，
But yet, even before Adam and Eve fell when they were in the Garden of Eden,
神也没有与他们同住。
Yet God did not dwell with them.
那为什么神在那个时候不与人同住？
Why is it then God did not dwell with men then?
但是神心里面又是要与人同住。
But yet in his heart he desires to dwell with men.
那我们在圣经里面是没有很准很明确的找到答案的。
Now in the Bible we cannot find a very clear answer for that.
因为我们所能找到的答案都是堕落以后的人
Because,
那种光景里边的事。
Because the only answers we can find are only the condition after man fell and the answers to those facts.
但是在亚当夏娃没有堕落以前，那就没有那个罪的间隔的问题在那里。那为什么神在那个时候没有显明与人同住呢？
So before Adam and Eve fell, before there was the hindrance of sin, why then did God not dwell with Adam and Eve?
而只是常常到伊甸园来看望看望他们。
That it was only that he often came to the Garden of Eden to visit them.
却没有住在一起。
Yet they did not dwell together.
弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and sisters.
如果说在造神造人这个目的上面来说，
So if we look at the very purpose of man's creation of man, God's creation of man.
你看神所宣明的几个目的。
Then you can see the very purposes that God proclaims.
第一，彰显神的荣耀。
First, it is to manifest the glory of God.
第二，执行神的权柄。
Then it is also to exercise His authority.
第三，支取生命。神的生命来成就神所托付的一切。
Thirdly is to appropriate the life of God to complete all that God has entrusted.
那从这几个目的上面来看。
Now we look at those purposes.
如果没有主生命的人。
Now those without the life of the Lord.
他们要与神有完全的相通而达到能同住的那个地步。
Now, if we look at it, if they're able to have complete communion with God, that they're able to dwell with God,
那还是有点限制的。
Then they're still very much limited.
还是有点困难的。
There's still some difficulty.
原因在什么地方呢？
Where's the reason?
因为当时的亚当跟夏娃他们并没有与神在生命上有连结。
It is because at that time Adam and Eve did not have that connection with God in life.
他们没有吃生命树上的果子。
Because they did not eat of the fruit of life.
没有与神有生命上的连结。
And so therefore they are not connected with God in life.
这个生命上没有连结。
And because of this, there's no union in life.
虽然神和人可以交通。
Yes, God can have communion with man.
虽然人可以来到人的神可以来到人的中间，人也可以到神面前去。
And yes, God can come before man, and man can come into the presence of God.
但是却不能合一。
But yet they're not in union.
所以不可能 同住。
And so they cannot dwell together.
那么到了新天新地的时候。
And so when we reach new heaven and new earth.
那是透过白色大宝座的审判而能进到新天新地的。
And so those who have gone through the judgment of the great white throne and are able to enter into new heaven and new earth.
人数不少的。
There are many.
但是他们在生命上也没有与神发生连结。
But yet also they have no union with God in life.
我们没有看到任何一个记录说这一批透过白色大宝座的人他们与神在生命上有连结。
Now we don't see any recording that those who have gone through the judgment of the great white throne are united with God in life.
他们是在生命册上有名字。
Yes, their names are in the book of life.
但是在生命的连结事上他们没有经历。
But in the fact of the union of life with God, they have no experience.
那因此弟兄姊妹，当我们看到神的帐幕在人间的时候。
And so brothers and sisters, when we see the fact of the tabernacle of God amongst men.
我们可以体会到一件事情。
Then we're able to understand this.
神把伊甸园起初的那个光景恢复在新天新地。
That God once again restores the condition of the Garden of Eden in new heaven and new earth.
但是神的心思要与人同住呢。
But yet it is God's desire to dwell with man.
那在新天新地的里头，神和人中间没有间隔了。
So then the condition new heaven and new earth is there's no obstacle between God and man.
但是还不够条件同住。
But yet not enough qualification to dwell together.
神要显明他要与人同住。
But yet God wants to manifest that he dwells with man.
好像他就要凭借搭帐篷的这件事情来表达。
So then it seems like he has used this matter of having his tabernacle to manifest this.
那虽然到新天新地里头神并不真要搭一个帐篷在那里。
And even though in the condition of the new heaven and new earth, he does not really, in reality, need to set up a tabernacle there.
会幕在当年怎么是预表基督的所作和所事？
How the tabernacle in the past typifies who Christ is and what he has done.
现在在新天新地里还是显明这一个功用。
Now in new heaven and new earth, it also manifests its function.
是因着基督所做成的，让人与神中间可以能住在一起。
It is through what Christ has done that it allows for man to dwell with God.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Now brothers and sisters, 神
和这些人中间住在那里。When, 表达那个关系是什么呢？
What is the relationship that is manifested here when God dwells with the people there?
他们要做神的子民。
That they shall be his people.
神要做他们的神。
And that God will be their God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意。
Pay attention.
这个是不是教会跟神的关系？
Is this the relationship between God and the church?
显然就不是。
Apparently it is not.
教会与神中间的关系远超过百姓和神做他们的神这个光景。
Now the relationship between God and the church far surpasses this condition here where they will be his people and he will be their God.
那因此我们就体会得到。
Therefore we're able to understand that.
新天新地不是为着教会。
That the new heaven and new earth is not for the church.
乃是为着通过白色大宝座而进到新天新地的列国的人。
But it is for the people of the nations that are able to go through the judgment of the great white throne into the new heaven and new earth.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你再往下去看的时候，你就看得更透彻的。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you read on, you can see that even more clearly.
那么神在那里与他们同住。
God dwells with them there.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
But God shall wipe away all their tears.
不再有死亡。
There shall be no more death.
也不再有悲哀。
There will be no sorrows.
哭号。
And there will be no whipping and pain.
特别在这里说一句话。
Especially here it
mentions. 因为以前这许多的事都已经过去了。
For the former things are passed away.
因为以前这许多的事都已经过去了。
For these former things are passed away.
那这个以前这许多的事是指的哪什么时候？
And so these former things that are passed away, when is it pointing to?
是单单指着那七年的灾难呢？
Is it only speaking of the tribulation during those 7 years?
还是只做从人堕落以后一直到灾难结束那么长久的时间
or is it pointing at the very long period of time since man fell until the end of the 7 years of tribulation
显然是只做从人堕落以后一直到灾难结束的这一个时刻
it is evident that it is speaking of the period that is since when man fell until the end of the 7 years of tribulation
那弟兄们就可以想象得到
so brothers and sisters then you can imagine
从人堕落的时候开始到灾难结束
since the beginning when man fell until the end of the tribulation
长久的历史的里边
such a long period of history
人流了多少的眼泪
man has shed so much tears
人忍受了多少的痛苦
man has suffered so much pain
死亡在人中间掌权的那个事实就是何等的明显
the manifestation of death having power is so evident
到处都有哀哭的声音
that there is throughout the land voices of crying
整个人类的历史里面就是充满了这个这么些个东西
throughout man's history it is filled with all these things
但是感谢神
but we thank God
到了新天新地来的时候
now a new heaven and new earth
这是宣告一件事
God declares this one thing
以前这许多的事都结束了
all these former things are passed away
都过去了
they have passed away
不会再有了
they would not exist anymore
那这是一般性的这样说
and it speaks of this in general
然后你看见坐宝座的又说了一句话
and then you can see he that who sat on the throne said
一句话就太重要了
now these words are too important
那是第五节
that is verse 5
坐宝座的说
he who sat upon the throne said
看啊我把一切都更新了
behold I make all things new
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
你在这里你留意到一件事
here you can take note of one thing
头一件是一切
It says all.
就所有的事情
It says everything.
那第二件是要注意的
The second thing we need to take note of It has been made new.
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
神不是废去一些
God did not just destroy some
然后把一些新的摆进来去代替
And then he would put some things in to substitute
那他是说我把我将一切就是这一切就是已经存留的那一些事实
and so when he says all things it is all those things that are still kept
怎么样呢
what did he do with them
把他们都变成新的
that he has made them new
中文圣经是说更新
in the Chinese translation it is recorded as renew
英文圣经说把它造成新的
but here in the English translation it has made new
也就是说把原来那些不已经成就了的残缺了的现在又把它放在一个非常新鲜的非常完整的那个光景
but now those things that are old that has become stale now he would make them in a condition that is new
从整句话来说
and so in the whole context
这是什么
what is that
这是复原
this is a recovery
这是恢复
This is restoration
我们感谢神
We thank God
到这里神在那里宣告一件事
And so here God proclaims one thing
从宝座上来宣告这件事
Now he proclaims this while he's on the throne
一切他都把它复原了
That he has made all things new
一切他都把他们带回神起初创造的那一个意识里头去
that he has restored all things to the original purpose in his creation
我们是在感谢赞美
indeed we praise and thank our Lord
神把一切都带回起初的那个光景
now God has brought all things back into the original condition
那这一个光景不是指着教会
now this condition is not speaking of the church
因为一切是比教会更大
because everything is broader than the church
是神所造的万有
because it is in all God's creation
全都在神的恢复的结果的里面
and it's now all in the result of God's restoration
那这是的确是一件非常不得了的
indeed this is something great
那弟兄姊妹为什么我们说我们也很重视很重视神这一个恢复的过程和那个结局
Now brothers and sisters then you might ask why are we so much focused on this process of recovery and the result of this recovery
这是永远的 计划。
It is because this is the eternal plan of God.
这个就是那一卷书给七个印封严了的书的内容。
And this is the very content of the book that has been sealed with seven seals.
哦，我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
因为在这一个地方来说
，because at this point，
我们看到神自己来成全他起初所定规的那一切。
We see that it is God Himself who perfects all that He has willed in the beginning.
啊，再没有一样在神起初心思里面的还没有给恢复过来。
Now there is not one thing that is in the heart of God that has not been made new.
也没有一样在神起初所定规的啊还遗落在那里。
Now there is not one thing that is in the will of God in His desire that is still coming short.
而我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
因为我们看到这一件事情的时候。
Because when we see this event,
我们没有办法不在主的面前敬拜神。
We cannot but in the presence of the Lord worship God.
因为神在新天新地里。
Because God is in new heaven and earth.
把他起初所定义要将显明的那一个事实显明出来。
He has manifested the fact which he wants to manifest at the beginning.
他可以与人完全可以与人同住了。
That he is able to dwell with man.
神和人的关系完全正常。
And the relationship between God and man is completely normal.
的关系完全的正常。
And it is because that relationship is normal.
万有在神的面前也正常了。
Then all things have become normal before God.
完全恢复到那个正常的光景里面去了。
And it completely is restored to that normal relationship and condition.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
我们承认我们真的不知道神起初所要求的是什么。
Now we confess, it is indeed we don't know what God wants at the beginning.
但是我们看到启示录的末了，乃是神把他起初的要求完全的做成出来。
But when we see at the end of Revelation that God completes what He requires at the beginning,
而我们就知道这是一件非常非常重大的事。
Then we realize what a great thing this is.
哎呀，看啊，我把一切都更新了。
Behold, I make all things new.
那这是新天新地出现的时候，那个实际的光景。
Now this is the practical condition when new heaven and new earth appears.
然后第三次说话了。
And then he speaks again.
第三次说话说什么呢
？And when he speaks for the third time, what does he say? Starting from verse 3.
你看到从宝座上面不住的。
And you can see, starting from verse 3, he continues to speak from the throne. First, it says, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man.
第二次就是说，看了我将一切都更新了。
The second time is, Behold, I make all things new.
现在第六节又第三次说了。
Now, verse 6, he says,
都成了。
He says,
都成了。
It is done.
那丢子人们这个话中文把它翻成都成了翻得实在是很传神、啊、
Now brothers and sisters in the Chinese translation when it says it is done or it is finished that really expresses the full meaning
因为丢子人 你知道
Brothers and sisters because you realize
在新约的里边
In the New Testament
主自己
The Lord Himself
曾经宣告说成了
He once also proclaimed it is finished
启示录
Now in Revelation
第七号吹过了以后
After the seventh trumpet had sounded
那事情 就在那里继续的发生
And then the events unfold
发生到一个地步
Until one point
差不多要完了
When it is about finished
就第七号吹响了
Then the seventh trumpet sounded
天上又有一个宣告
There's also a proclamation in heaven It says it is finished
但现在到了启示录二十一章
But now Revelation chapter 21
宝座上又宣告说
From the throne there's a proclamation It is done
在中文圣经就翻成都成了
In the Chinese translation it is translated as it is finished
达米的圣经呢
In the Darby translation,
跟一些原文的字对字的那个翻译呢
according to the translation word for word,
他把这三处的成了啊啊并列在一起的时候，你就看到中文翻出来的那个意思很准确。
Then when the Darby is translation word for word in those three instances, when it's placed together, then you see the Chinese translation.
在开头的两次。
In the first two mentionings.
当地把它翻成是完成。
And so in the Darby translation, it is finished.
那到了这二十一章，这一个成了呢。
But in chapter 21, this being finished.
当地在他的经文里面，他就翻成他们都做好了。
In the Darby translation is they are done.
他在注解的里面呢，他又再多加一点说明。
And so then in the footnote it describes
他们都应验了。
They are fulfilled.
那么我对查那个希腊文的那是圣经。
And as I search the scripture in Greek,
果然看到是这个。
I do see that it's
前面那两个成了是单数的。
Now, the first two finishes are singular.
这里的这成了是多数的。
But this being finished here is plural.
那主说的成了，那是救赎的工作完成了。
Now, when the Lord himself proclaims it is finished, that is the completion of the work of salvation.
启示录16章在那里那个成了，是说到神的国度的计划。完成了。
Now in Revelation chapter 16, when it says it is finished, it means it is the work of God's kingdom is finished.
那到了这里呢？
But here,
所有的一切都完成了。
Is everything is finished.
我就说所有这一切都应验了。
That it is all fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
也就是说
，It is also to mean
前面的事情。发展到这个时候就到了终点。
That as the matters unfolded until this point, it has reached the end.
一切都是照着神的旨意来出现。
That everything appears according to the will of God.
再没有任何新的事物可以扎得进去了。
Then there's nothing new that can be added in anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的一个。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important point.
一面是给我们看到。
On the one hand, it shows us.
神所要做的已经做成了。
What God wants to do is complete.
另外一面给我们留意到。
On the other hand, it shows us
人的愚昧和仇敌的假冒不可能再有任何的花样了。
The foolishness of man and the deception of the enemy has no other way.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you realize?
基督教的范围里，特别是在追求灵恩的这一部分的神的儿女的里边。
Now in the scope of Christianity, especially under the children of God who pursue after charismatism,
他们有一种说法。
They have this way of saying.
那个说法是什么呢？
Now what is that?
那神一般的启示已经启示完了。
Now the general revelation of God is all finished.
但是在一般启示完的启示的以外，
but in all of these general revelations,
神还会按照当时的情形给新的启示。
But God still can give new revelation in the situation of those revelations.
所以常常碰到很多追求灵恩的弟兄姊妹们，他们不住的在那里求启示。
And so you can encounter many charismatics that continue to ask for revelations there.
主的话给我们看到。
The Lord's word show us.
主要启示的都已经启示完了。
All that the Lord is to reveal has been fully revealed.
到了新天新地的时候，所有的启示都要成全了。
Now in new heaven and new earth, all those revelations will be fulfilled.
所以我们看到二十二章的时候，就说对于神的启示，你不能加添，也不能减少。
Therefore, in chapter 22, we can see it says you cannot add or you cannot take away from the revelation of God.
但是仇敌常常欺骗神的儿女。
But the enemy often deceives the children of God.
让神的儿女产生这个错觉。
So that they would have this misconception.
好像在神的启示里，已经启示完的事实的里边，还有新的启示。
That it seems like in the finished fact of the revelations of God, there would be still more new revelations.
这种主张 章很吸引人，也很动人。
Now these kind of theories are very attractive and moves people.
但是神的话没有这样说。
But yet God's words did not say that.
神的话给我们看见。
The word of God shows us.
神所要做的，神都说完了。
All that God is to do, He has finished saying.
这个剩下来就是等着神所说的去应验。
Now what is left is that we await for them to be fulfilled.
那现在到了这个时候。
And so now at this point,
宝座上的宣告就是。
The proclamation on the throne is.
所有的都应验了。
It is all fulfilled.
所有的都做好了。
It is all done.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个话实在是重要。
Indeed, these words are very important.
重要的是指出神所宣告的没有不能做成。
It is important because all that God proclaims will be finished.
所以我们看过了这一句话了以后。
And so after these words,
立刻你听到宝座上的宣告就宣告一个什么事实。
Immediately you can see what is proclaimed from the throne.
好像是给都已经完成了这一个事实。来一个说明。
It seems like it clarifies this fact when it proclaims all is done.
也可以说。
You can also say,
对这些都要成全的事情来一个保证。
You can say it is a guarantee for these things which will be fulfilled.
因为底上的说的是什么？
Because what is proclaimed after that?
我是十。
It says,
我是阿拉法。
It says, I am Alpha.
我是俄维亚。
And Omega.
我是初，我是终。
The beginning and the end.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神在这里把他自己又一次来表明。
God himself here made known himself again.
这一切所以能完成。
All these can be fulfilled.
那是因为我是神。
It is because he is God.
我是怎样的一位神呢？
Now what kind of God is he?
我是阿拉法。
He is Alpha.
我是俄维亚。
He is Omega.
那这我们读第一章的时候，我们已经读已经交通过这个意思。
Now we already share that meaning when we study chapter 1.
我们很清楚地指出。
Very clearly we pointed out.
一切是从神开始。
All begins with God.
一切都要归结到神那里。
And all also returns to God.
神怎么做开始？
How he began.
神就怎样做结束？
It is also how he will end.
他是最起初的。
That he is the very beginning.
他就是那个结局。
He is also the very end.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为神是这样的一位神。
It is because he is such a God.
因为以往神所说过的一切就没有一样不成功的。
So that in the past, all that he has spoken, none will fall empty.
因为神是这样的神。
It is because he is such a God.
所以等到有一天。
So one day.
宝座上是可以坦然地宣告说都成了。
That the throne can boldly proclaim that it is all done.
没有一样剩下，没有做好的。
There is not one thing that is left undone.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是新天新地。
This is the new heaven and new earth.
新地里里头。
In new heaven and new earth.
完全恢复到神创造的时候，把人放在伊甸园里面的那个光景。
The condition is restored into the beginning when God created man and placed them in the Garden of Eden.
但是不单是恢复到原来的那个光景。
But not only is it restored into that original condition.
神是宣告。
Now we pay attention to God's proclamation.
都更新了。
I have made all things new.
我想更新就好像叫它新鲜过来，叫它恢复原状。
Now when it says in the Chinese translation renew, it means to refresh and restore.
但是把它造成新的。
But when you make it all new,
这个比更新还要就值得我们注意。
Now that is even more that we need to pay attention to the renew.
因为我们看到它是始，它是终。
Because when we see he's the beginning and the end, he is Alpha and Omega.
一切是根据他。
All is according to him.
一切也归于他。
And everything belongs to him.
那既然事情是这样。
And if that is the case.
那圣面所说的，我把一切都更新了。
Then what is previously mentioned, I make all things new.
这不仅是完全复原的那个意思。
It's not only a mere meaning of restoring to the original.
完全的复原的这个事上面再加一点点。
But it's a little bit more than just making it back to the original.
这样才是新。
Then it is the meaning of new.
这样才是加上新的。
Then you can say it is add on to make new.
那这是什么新的？
Now what is added on to make new, brothers and sisters?
我们来留意了。
Now let us pay attention.
伊甸园的当日
Now in the day of Garden of Eden,
亚当夏娃有神的形象。
Adam and Eve had the image of God.
亚当夏娃有神的权柄。
Now Adam and Eve had the authority of God.
但是在神的心思里呢？
But yet in the heart of God,
亚当跟夏娃应当也有神的生命。
Adam and Eve ought to also have the life of God.
但是这就等到人堕落。亚当跟夏娃还没有神的生命。
But even when as man fell, Adam and Eve did not have the life of God.
现在来到新天新地。
And so now a new heaven and new earth.
那固然是恢复到伊甸园里边的那一种和谐。
And of course it is restored to the condition of the Garden of Eden when there is harmony.
丰足。
And it is rich.
安息。
And it is restful.
平静。
And it is peaceful.
如果只是恢复到这样的一种关系，
Now, there was only restored to that condition,
那还是没有回到主起初的那个设计的心意。
Then yet it is still not restored unto the device plan of the Lord in the beginning.
但是现在神的宣告是说都成了。
But now when God proclaims it is all done,
那也就是说
it is also to say,
原所没有成做成的现在在这里也做成了。
What was not complete in the Garden of Eden now is complete here.
那在这里做成的是什么呢？
And so then what is complete here?
底下就说了。
Later it tells us.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们留意。
Pay attention.
那些经过百宝座到新天新地里边的人，
All those who have gone through the judgment of the great white throne into the new heaven and new earth, they still do not have the life of God.
你说他们没有神的生命，怎么可以在新天新地里呢？
And so you say, if they don't have the life of God, how can they be in new heaven and new earth?
那这的确是一个问题。
Yes, that is a question.
人可以永远不死。
Yes, man does not need to perish.
但是他怎么能活在新天新地里呢？
But then how are they able to live in new heaven and new earth?
因为这新天新地里所充满的就是神的荣耀，神的生命。
Because what fills new heaven and new earth is the glory and life of God.
如果没有神的生命，你怎么可以停留在神的荣耀里呢？
And so without the life of God, how can you remain in the glory of God?
这的确是一个问题。
Yes, that indeed is a question. But we thank God.
那现在我们就碰到一个很容易引起争辩的问题。
Now we come across an issue that is very easily debatable.
但是如果我们细细的去留意，
But if we pay attention carefully,
我们就觉得这个争辩是不需要的。
Then we discover that is an unnecessary debate.
那个是什么争辩呢？
What are these people here?
他们究竟跟神的关系是怎样的？
What relationship does these people have with God?
这一批人究竟是不是与我们称为教会的一个模样呢？还是不是一个模样？
Now, these people mentioned here, this type, is it a form of the church or has nothing to do with the church?
或者说这批人就是指着教会。
Or when it's speaking of these type of people, is it speaking of the church?
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这里头的确是有需要我们留意的地方。
Here, indeed, there's areas that we need to pay attention to.
刚才我已经提了，大体上来说，这里完全是说到新天新地里边一般的光景。
Now, I may mention already previously, what is mentioned here mainly is on the general environment of the new heaven and new earth.
没有粘到教会那一边去。
It does not touch upon the side of the church.
因为教会那一个时候所接受的、所享用的、所显明的远比这一个荣耀和丰富。
Because what the church is partaking of and manifesting and enjoying is much more glorious and rich than this.
那我们来看看这里怎么说到那里边的人。
And so here let us pay attention to what is how it speaks of those people there.
怎么都成了。
How it is all finished.
都成了就显明在这一批人神的目的完全的达到。
Now when it says it is all done, it speaks of that the purpose of God is completely finished upon this group of people.
主说了，我是阿拉法，我是俄贝亚，我是初，我是终。
The Lord says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
来了，弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
得胜的必承受这些伟业。
He that overcometh shall inherit all things.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
谁是口渴的人？
Now who are those who are athirst?
他们什么时候喝到这些水？
Now when is it they can drink of this water?
了。
Now that's very important.
首先，弟兄姊妹，你必须肯定，这里绝对不是指着教会。
Brothers and sisters, first you can be assured that this is not speaking of the church.
因为教会老早就喝了那个生命水。
Because the church long ago has already drank of that water of life.
不仅是喝了生命水，并且接受了那个生命的源头。
Not only did they drink of the water of life, but they also accepted the fountain of life.But what's mentioned here?
这一批人口渴。
Now it's this group of people here that are thirsty.
他们要喝水。
They need a drink.
神就把生命水给他们。
So God gives them the water of life.
什么时候给他们喝呢？
When does God give to them?
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
如果是教会，教会已经喝了。
If it is the church already drank.
但是这一批人什么时候喝呢？
But when does this group drink?
英文圣经就很清楚给我们指出来了。
In the English translation is very clear.
神不是现在给这些人喝这些水。
It is not now that God gives these people the drink now.
神是在那一个时候都成了宣告了以后才让他们喝这些水。
But it is after that proclamation when God proclaims it is done that he gives them this water to drink.
而祷告上的宣告是说我将要把生命的水给那些感觉口渴的人喝。
It says that I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
其实我们中文也翻得很清楚。
And so even in the Chinese translation, it is very clear.
我要就是将来的事。
It is I will give. It is in the present and in the future tense.
不是已经做过的事。
It is not a past tense.
也不是现在在做的事。
It is not a present tense being done.
我要就是将来的事。
That I will give is a future tense.
做宝座的说我将来要把口渴的给那个口渴的人喝生命水。
And on the throne it is proclaimed, I will give unto him that is the thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那这一个事，这一个事实，我们一定要掌握。
And so we have to grasp this fact.
不然的话，比上你就很苦恼。
Otherwise, then we'll be very much troubled later on.
因为比上怎么说呢
？Because what does it say later?It says he that overcometh.
我就把这些给他承受为业。
Shall inherit all things.
那如果
now
你没有掌握到这一个事实
，if you did not first grasp this,
那这个得胜的是指着谁
？Then who is this overcomers pointing at?
你说那当然是指着第二章、第三章的得胜者了。
Of course, it's pointing at the overcomers, chapter 2, 3, and 4.
但是要是你留意
，But brothers and sisters,
第二章、第三章的得胜者
，the overcomers in those chapters.
所承受的比喝那个生命水高多了。
What they inherit is so much higher than having a drink of the water of life.
丰富多了。
It's much more rich.
如果他们那个时候已经喝了，还要等到新天新地的时候再喝啊
？If they already drank in the past, why do they still have to wait into the new heaven and new earth to drink?
这个是讲不过去的。
No, we cannot get by with that.
因为当教会被提以后
Because after the church has been raptured
教会的得胜者已经承受了基督做他们的赏赐
The overcomers of the church has already received Christ as their reward
用不着再等一千年以后到新天新地的时候就说哎呀我口渴啊给我喝了口水嘛
They don't need to wait 1,000 years after the kingdom in new heaven in new earth to say that I'm thirsty that I need a drink of water
所以弟兄姊妹你注意了
so brothers and sisters,
你上文能掌握得住
pay attention if you grasp the pretext
这里你就看得清楚
here then you can see clearly
得胜的
it is he that overcometh
指着能进入新天新地的那些经过白色大宝座审判的人
it is speaking of the group of people that is able to enter into new heaven and new earth through the judgment of the great white throne
怎么来印证呢
and so how do you confirm that
你看底下跟这些得胜的来比较的
Now, if you compare to these who have overcome, compared to verse 8,
是些什么人呢
who are they?
说胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一直说谎话的。
It says that they are those who are fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars.
他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火炉里。
Shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone.
就是第二次的死。
Which is the second death.
弟兄姊妹看到吗
Brothers and sisters, do you see? It's very clear.
那这一批
this group.
到硫磺火湖里去的都是带白寡妇过不来的。
Those who are burning with fire and brimstone is those who did not pass through the judgment of the great white throne. It is the dead throughout the generations.
过不了白色大宝座。
They cannot pass through the great white throne, and so they're in the lake of fire.
那说你看看那个得胜的是和这批人来做比较。
And so you can see the group that overcometh is compared with this people.
那所以我们说的准确一点。
And so to be more clear.
是拒绝神的和信服神的区别。
It is the distinction of those who submit to God and those who reject God.
那我们怎么来再深一层来注意这件事呢？
And so how do we pay attention to this even deeper?
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
I will give unto him that is the thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
给谁喝?
To give to who?
给多少人喝?
To give to how many?
在中文看不到。
You cannot see that in the Chinese.
在中文里说给一个人喝也可以这样说，给许多人喝也可以这样说。
In the Chinese translation, you can take it as giving one person to drink or to many to drink.
我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
And when it says that I will freely give unto him that is the thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
但是在英文里就很清楚看到了。
But in the English translation, you can see very clearly.
是给指定的人。
It is given to a specific individual.
因为他没有说是 众人，说他是给，他是用单数来表达那个喝水的人。
Because it does not say it is a multiple people, a multitude, but it is a singular, a single form of him.
那这个忘了丢者们就很有意思了。
So brothers and sisters, this word is very important and very interesting then.
在白色大宝座以前许许多多的历史历代的许许多多的人
Now before the judgment of the great white throne those throughout the generation
他们有些人就完全沉迷在这个地上的富足里
Some of them are just obsessed with the wealth of this world
但是却有相当部分的人他们是非常的渴慕能从神那里接受祝福
But so many still are longing for the blessings from God
要寻找活在神的面前
To seek after living before God
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这里所说的就是这些人
Here that is speaking of those kind of people
他们在过去他们一直渴望能活在神的面光的底下
In the past, they have longed to live under the light of the face of God.
但是神却没有让他们作为一个团体那样来解决
But yet, that did not solve their problem as a corporate body.
因为按照过去来说作为一个团体来说那只有以色列
Because in the past, as a whole group, it is only Israel.
但是这里给我们看见神不是看那个团体
But here God says he is not looking at the group
以色列是神手中的工作
Yes, Israel is the work of God's hand
但是以色列却不是每一个人都是在那里渴慕神的
But yet, amongst the Israelites not everyone is there thirsting for God
在列国里边也都是这样
It is the same amongst the nations
所以有许多人并不不认识神
So there are many that don't know God
但是他们心里面有一个渴慕要遇见神
But yet in their heart they have a desire to meet God
在旧约到新约
And so in the Old Testament to the New Testament
我们看到圣经里边都有这样的记录
We see there are these recordings in the Bible
那弟兄姊妹你看
Brothers and sisters you see
提到这些人的时候
Here when it mentions these people
神对他们是一个一个的数算的
God counts them one by one
不是一大堆人哦这一批人我要
It is not just this whole group of people, I want them. But God counts them and remembers them one by one.
所以在这里说我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那些 口渴的人喝，是一个一个的来数点的。
And so when God says, "I will give unto him that is the thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely," He counts them one by one.
那然后第七节说的得胜的呢，也是一个一个的的数点的。
And then verse 7, when it says, "He that overcometh," it is also counted as one by one.
那是因为你注意到这样的一个区别。
Brothers and sisters, when you see this distinction,
我们就看到了。
Then we can see.
这一个就是新天新地里边一般的光景。
That is the general situation in the environment of the new heaven and new earth.
哪个人可以进到新天新地？
Now who can go into the new heaven and new earth?
是不能进到新天新地。
Who cannot go into the new heaven and new earth?
你可以回到那个关键，就是白色大宝座，你能不能过来？
Now you can return to that key. Is can they pass through the great white throne?
谁能过来的？
If they can go through,
那也就是在生命册上有名字的。
Then there are also those who have their names in the book of life. Those people.
神就把生命泉的水给他们喝。
God gives them of the fountain of the water of life.
虽然这个生命泉的水不能把它很完整的看作是基督的生命。
But yet, even though this fountain of the water of life cannot be very completely seen as the life of Christ,
但是总是与基督的生命有点关联。
But yet, it is somehow related to the life of Christ.
那个时候怎样来？
We also know how God will do that.
但弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
你看到一件事,
you can see one thing.
这一些人, 他们是沾上基督的生命, 所以他们能在新天新地里头活。
So that these people, we can see them, they have touched the life of the Christ, that they can live in new heaven and new earth.
还有一个费解的地方，也是容易引起辩论的地方。
There's also another area that is hard to understand that can be easily debatable.
就是他说的。
That is what is said here.
他们必承受，他必承受这些毁业。
And they shall inherit all things.
得胜者。
That is those individual overcomers.
然后呢？
And then it says,
我要做他的神。
And I will be his God.
他要做我的儿子
and he shall be my son.
我要做他的神，难处不大。
Now we don't have too much difficulty with. I will be his God.
他要做我的儿子，这个就会引起辩论了。
But and he shall be my son. Now that is very debatable.
神承认他是儿子。
Now God confesses that they are son.
那他当然就是。像教会像神怀里的独生子一样了。
Now if God confesses them as a son, then they are like the church, like this, his son in his bosom.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们不要简单到那么就是一加一等于二。
Now we cannot be that simple as one plus one is two.
那因为称为神的儿子的圣经里边还有其他的一些人，但是他们确实。跟教会完全没有关系。
Now there are also others that are called the sons of God, yet they have no relationship with the church.
天使也称为神的儿子。
Now the angels are also called the sons of God.
像创世纪第六章里边的，如果你看那些神的儿子们不是天使的话，你也晓得，你就是承认。撒特的后裔是神的儿子，称为神的儿子。
Now in Genesis chapter 6, when you see the sons of God, if you don't read them as the angels, then you will then take them as the descendants of Seth.
那因此我们留意。
So let us pay attention.
这里说到儿子，如果很简单的来说，哦，这就是凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就给他们传饼做神的儿女。
And so here, when you read it as sons, you cannot read it as those who receive them and believe in him, he gives them the right to be children of God.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果没有其他的记录在那里，我们可以这样肯定。
Now, there's no other recordings that are otherwise, then we can say it that way here.
但是因为有其他的记录，我们就要留意，那这里所说的儿子，是不是就等于今天我们蒙恩得救的人成为神的儿子那样的儿子。
Now is because there are such other recordings, then can we take the son that's mentioned here as those who believe in the Lord today that they become his sons?
如果从文字上面来说。
Now from the word,
弟兄姊妹，我们所接受的不单是儿子。
Brothers and sisters, what we receive is not only sonship.
不
算是儿子。We not only receive the son.
我们是接受那个 做儿子的名分。
But we also receive that sonship.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是很关键。
Now, brothers and sisters, that is very crucial.
你读旧约的时候
，When you read the Old Testament,
整个以色列
，The entire Israel nation
称为神的儿子
，They are called the son of God.
你读到创世纪说到亚当的时候，就说到亚当是神的儿子。
Now when you read Genesis, when it speaks of Adam, it speaks of Adam as the son of God.
所以不要看见儿子就马上就连到教会所接受的那个应许。
And so when you read the word son, do not immediately connect it with the promise that is given to the church.
教会里面我们所接受的是一个身，是一个。儿子的名分。
Now, in the church, what is received, yes, is being a son.
因着这个儿子的名分就成了众子。
Now, it's because we have received that sonship, we have become sons of God.
整体就称为基督的身体。
It is a complete corporate body that becomes the body of Christ.
这里却不是这样。
And here it is not that way.
这里还是一个一个一个在那里数点。
Here it is still counted one by one.
那因此我们感谢神。
Therefore, we thank God.
我们看到神上座，照他形象被造的人永远是存着怜悯。
Now when God is still forever having mercy toward those whom he has created according to his image, and in his mercy,
要把堕落的人带回他起初的那一个心思。
He wants to bring the fallen man back to his original heart and purpose.
但是在神的怜悯的里边，神有一个很明确的恩典。
But in the mercy of God, he has a very evident grace.
这一个恩典是落在称为教会的这一个这一批神的儿女们的身上。
And that grace is bestowed upon the church, those who are called the children of God.
那么到了二十一章的时候
，And so when we reach chapter 21,
我们就很清楚看到这一个结局了。
Very clear, we can see that result.
那是所有能经过白宝座进到新天新地的，都有儿子的名称。
And so all those who have gone through the judgment of the great white throne into the new heaven and earth, they have, they are called sons.
但是他们不是新耶路撒冷。
But they are not the new Jerusalem.
他们与新耶路撒冷没有直接的关系。
Now they don't have a direct relationship with the new Jerusalem.
他们是在新天新地里。
Yes, they are in the new heaven and earth.
但是却与新耶路撒冷没有直接的关系。
But yet they do not have a direct relationship with the new heaven and new earth.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天就是称为教会的人。
Today we who are called the church,
就是将来的那一个新耶路撒冷。
We will become that new Jerusalem.
是神荣耀的教会。
That we are that glorious church of God.
是基督的身体而成为基督的心腹。
That we are that body of Christ and we become the bride of Christ.
那基督的心腹和这一批，神称他们做儿子的。很显然的是摆在两个不同的光景里。
Now the bride of Christ and these who are called sons of God are apparently placed in two different conditions.
我们撇开教会在荣耀里。
Now we're putting aside the church in glory.
我们只是看见神的帐幕在人间，神要与人同住的这个事实。
Now we're only looking at this fact that the tabernacle of God is with men and that he dwells with them.
我们已经要敬拜我们的神。
Even that in it of itself, we have to bow and worship God.
按照他自己的定义抬举了人。
It is also according to his own purpose, he has exalted man.
也完成了他的心意在人的身上。
And completed his heart and will upon man.
若是我们再往前看到在荣耀中的教会，
Now if we continue forward to see the church in glory,
我们还要在神的面前用无尽的赞美和敬拜来称颂他。
Then we have to use our ceaseless praise and worship to exalt him.
读经的人称现在叫做恩典的时候。
Now the Bible scholars call this time now the period of grace.
是神悦纳人的时候。
It is the time of acceptance by God.
恩典的门没有关。
Now the door of grace has not been shut.
神悦纳人的路没有封闭。
Now the way that God accepts man has not been closed.
这段时间的里边，
In this period of time,
这是蒙恩的人实在实在是最能体会 什么叫做恩典。
Now, it is this period of time, these people during this period can fully comprehend what it is, that is meaning of grace.
我们今天不够领会恩典。
Now, today we cannot fully understand grace.
到了那一天，你不能不领会恩典。
But on that day, we cannot but fully comprehend grace.
你看到许多那些进到先天心地里头的人，已经看体会到神的怜悯的无限。
Now, when we see the people that are able to enter into the new heaven and new earth, we can even imagine the boundless mercy of God.
我们再看看新耶路撒冷。
But when we look at the new Jerusalem,
这又比进到新天新地里头的那其他的人又不晓得高多少。
That is so much higher than those who are only able to enter into new heaven and new earth.
荣耀和丰富也是高的不可申诉。
So much more glorious and rich.
我们巴不得神今天就给我们有足够的那个信心，有明亮的信心来看到那一天的事。
May God give us sufficient faith, clear faith to see the things to come.
我们就按照神的心意来仰望等候我们的神。
Then we'll look and long and wait for our Lord according to His will.
我们不因为一些神奇的事情，因为一些眼见的一些魂的感觉而偏离神做工的路。
Now, not because of some miraculous things or some pleasures to the soul that we will depart away from the way that is pleasing to the Lord.
因为我们都很喜欢听见宝座上宣告都成了。
It is because we desire to hear from the throne that it is all done.
我们就是仰望那都成了的时刻的来到。
That is for that moment that we long for when all things are done.
我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
We'll end our sharing here tonight.